CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bachelor with Gordon Chang, my colleague and co-host, and we welcome Brendan Weikert. Brendan, most recently the author of Biohacked, China's Race to Control Life. This is about China and theft of intellectual property, but especially of the kind that is considered deep research, very effective research for biology, for AI, for weapon systems, and something called the Thousand Talent Plan. A man by the name of Zhu, Z-H-U, and the Thousand Talent Plan. Brendan, a very good evening to you. You have comfort with this language. It's new to me. My memory of the Thousand Talent Plan is that it was a ploy, not very effective ploy, but it was a ploy by the CCP to steal and to pay off those who stole for them. One person caught up, I believe, a tragic story of the chairman of the Harvard Chemistry Department, who eventually was convicted of deceiving the government and is very ill. I don't know his status now. Is that the same Thousand Talent Plan? How did it work, Brendan? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and hello, Gordon. Thanks for again having me. Yeah, the Thousand Talents program is China's ongoing program to basically ensnare Western talent, academic institutions, research institutions, and venture capital investors into basically augmenting China's growing industrial base in things like biotechnology, AI, quantum computing, hypersonic technology, things of the fourth industrial revolution. And it's actually, in my opinion, been very effective. The program is believed to have been at least partly founded by Yi Rao, who is a Chinese scientist. Interestingly enough, the New York Times lets him publish as well, hit pieces on Senator Tom Cotton. Basically, the Thousand Talents Program is China's attempt to absorb Western talent and capital into China's growing innovation base, and it's very effective. And Charles Lieber is one of many American scientists, and his case nanotechnology, who has been caught up in that.
Gordon, you have a question for Brendan.
Brendan, the case with Song Chengzhu, the Chinese researcher in question, it's not so much a case of China stealing, although I'm sure that occurred. It's a case of the Pentagon funding Zhu at a time when he had set up AI institutes in Hong Kong, in China. He was circling his students from the United States into China. The Pentagon had to know what was going on, and yet it continued to fund him to the tune of $30 million. So the issue here is not what the Chinese are doing, but it's the complete failure of Americans to understand what was going on and to protect technology.
You're 100% correct, and we saw this pattern play out when I did the research on biotechnology in China. It's the exact same pattern with AI and any other advanced technology. Basically, our government does not comprehend or doesn't want to comprehend the security threat that Chinese researchers pose to U.S.-funded programs, whether it's the MD Anderson cancer research trials that four Chinese military scientists penetrated in 2013, or in the case of the Pentagon, artificial intelligence research. Our government and our tech sector just wants the product. They want the end product, and they don't really ask many questions because they want it quickly. And the problem with not asking many questions or fully understanding the relationship that these Chinese scientists have with their government is that we end up letting the fox into the hen house, as it were. And then the hens get so happy with the fox, they tend to want to keep working with the fox right before it devours them.
This, Brendan, this looks like a version of what we can guess at was going on at the Wuhan Institute, with funding flowing from the U.S. for research, and with the Wuhan Institute failing to be careful, and then the deception ever since. I'm being general here, but it does describe something we're very familiar with, given it's a global tragedy.
Yes, exactly. So what I do in my book is I identify a pattern of high-tech espionage, and you can apply that pattern that China uses in biotech. You can apply it to artificial intelligence and pretty much every advanced technological industry in the West. What China can't produce on their own, they try to kind of, if not steal directly from the United States and the West, they try to get a hold of the people who are creating the technologies and to ensnare them with money and cushion research jobs in China, or to let those people let Chinese researchers in to basically steal their research.
Gordon, you have a question.
So, Brandon, with Song Chun-ju, who's an AI researcher, in general, is China or is the United States ahead in AI? And what is the margin?
Right. So in the near term on paper, I would say that the U.S. still retains considerable advantages, particularly because AI relies on those advanced semiconductor chips. And right now, China's having some difficulty, although they got a 7-nanometer chip not long ago. They're having some difficulty, though, indigenously producing those chips. As long as they have difficulty doing that, they will be inherently limited in what they can do with artificial intelligence. However, in the medium and long term, I do not believe that those tech curbs that the U.S. has imposed on our chip production, I don't believe those will be able to last indefinitely. I think China will eventually be able to innovate on their own. And once they can do that, and they're using workarounds too by going to third-party countries and getting access to advanced chips as well. But once they can start innovating on their own, and they're close to it, you know, 5-nanometer chips and smaller, China will be able to keep up, if not outpace, the United States in AI, given the kind of investment they put into their AI program.
The Confucius Institutes. I mentioned that, Brandon, because once upon a time, it was spreading like wildfire across the academy. No longer. Thousand Talent Plan. Sure. Is that growing across the academy? Are people aware of the risks they're taking when they invite it into their campus?
It is still growing, and I would argue that now that it is getting a very negative public attention, you're going to see new developments, similar programs that are less well known replacing the Thousand Talents over time, because the Chinese never stop. They just keep sort of changing the titles of their programs to kind of keep access, because Western industry and Western academic research institutions, they love the money and they want connections to China to gain access to that market share. So they'll keep letting the fox into the hen house because it's profitable for them.
Is it your measure that the academy knows the risk and yet doesn't stay back?
Yeah, I think, and part of it is also they don't care about the risk because politically they're not of that mindset, and also it's just too beneficial for them to close the door to China.
Did they learn from the Charles Lieber tragedy?
No.
Brandon Weikert is the author most recently of a book that's right in the kitchen for what we're talking about, Biohack, China's Race to Control Life. That's a polite way of saying China steals. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Bass.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.